checkmate in four moves.
Sequence of moves that can happen, basically, where one opponent gets into checkmate within two moves, basically. That is fool's mate. And that's what this poem's called, and it goes like this. I went through a stage when I was young, teenaged. I thought I knew more than my brain contained. I used to play my dad at chess nearly every other day, and I'd beat him most times. That was usually the way, till I gloated one time, just a bit too much. Started giving him advice, said his strategy sucked. He said, stop. Set him up. This is for real now, son. I'm not sitting on the fence, so think about attack, but remember your defence. Should we shake hands now like proper sporting gents? Yes, let's. And he smiled. So I reached for the palm, all cold and clammy, not feeling as clever as when I was bragging, and my pits are sweaty and my teeth are chatting, and he says, go. Your move. We exchange a few pawns. He takes my knight. Is the beginning of the end already in sight? I bite my lip and my stomach feels light. He says, stop. Have a scotch. Now I'm 15. This just isn't right. Most he's ever given me is some watered down white with the chicken and my spuds on a Sunday night. He says, sit. Don't slug. And it tickles in my chest like a red hot chili feather, and I start to fight back and I start to feel better, and I'm back in the game, but my face is getting redder, and he says, stop. Are you sure? Now usually by now he'd be giving me straight advice, saying, watch your rook, be careful of that knight, mind your queen, keep the lady out of sight. He just sighs, rolls his eyes. But I think I see his game and it's all mine tricks. He's just a bluffing poker player with a 2 and a 6. I've got aces up my sleeve and he's gonna get licked. I look tough. Take a sip. And I'm eager like a jockey standing up in the stirrups, and I can't believe he's missing what I'm doing with my bishop, and his queen sits squirming like a maggot on a fish hook. And oh my god, in 5 minutes, mate, he's gonna get the piss took. He says, check. Mate in 3. And I can't see what he's saying. This incense he's conveying, there's no way that he's mating me in 3. Oh, my queen, then my bishop, then my rook. Checkmate, out of luck. My king must be thinking, fuck. And there's tears in my eyes, and I start to realise, when I thought my shirt was tight, I was always open wide. And he says, son, now look. No matter where you put your men or where you build your fences, there'll always be someone seeing holes in your defences. So take your wins with grace and your losses with a smile. Because life's often like a game of chess, and it has been for a while. TikTok, 10 years, it's Strawberry Fair. Strawberry Fair's a little festival in Cambridge, little one day festival thing. Big event in Cambridge. TikTok, 10 years, it's Strawberry Fair. I've just rocked my biggest crowd and I'm feeling pretty rare. Single-minded on performing, try and stop me if you're there. Fame and fortune is the end game. I can see the whole way there. I'm thinking 20 moves ahead of stage on every square. Then I stop. My jaw drops. Barefoot, dirty soled, on a broken deck chair. The sun weaves halos in her dreadlocked hair. She sat smiling, sly, sideways, playing Spanish guitar. And I know without trying I'll never get far. She ignores me, eyes silent. I know she knows and doesn't care. So I just sit down and listen and try not to stare. She offers me wine, but I'm well on the wagon. She asks for the time, but my phone's out of battery. She asks for a light, and I just stare at her blankly while my heart jumps around like it thinks it's Michael Flatley. I feel stupid sat here with nothing to say. She glances up from her fretboard and cross-sections my brain. How does she do that with nothing but a look? She makes my skin creep and my neck goes all hot. She's so cool and contained, makes me feel half my age. Where's that big man gone now that was up on that stage? And then she starts to sing softly. And I'm home. And I'm staying. TikTok, 6 months, all happy, no pain. We've loved and laughed, we feel the same. Well, up until now, cause she's longing for Spain. I've got gigs need to stay, but she's off in 10 days. I beg, plead and complain, but there's nothing worth saying. And I can't stop. I see red. And this mist descends, and it's got me by the tongue. I try to speak meekly, but come on too strong. I try to be reasonable, but it comes out all wrong. I keep spouting this venom, Christ knows where it's from. Like some gruesome dance, I can't stop dancing to a demon piper's song. And in the blink of an eye and a lash of my tongue, there's a change in her face, and I can see the damage done. And I reach for the palm, all cold and clammy, not feeling as clever as when I was shouting. And my pits are sweaty, and my teeth are chatting, and she bats away my hand. Turns her face from mine. And I know then and there that the end's in sight. And I bite my lip and my stomach feels light. And she says, go. Now. Move. So if there's one thing I should have learned over that first dram of Highland Cream, that I know now and I'll pass on when my own kid's around 15. Don't get tangled up attacking, chasing hollow victory dreams. If you've got one on the board, my boy, just take care of your queen. Anyway, I've got a little bit more bitterness and then I'm going to get funny on your ass, alright?